Very good afternoon, Andre. I thought we could start with some news coming out of the club this morning that Brody Spencer has been called up for Northern Ireland. How pleased have you been with him so far? How pleased are you to see him get recognition for his country?
Yeah, he can be proud of the nomination, and he deserved because he played well the last few weeks, and so we are really happy to have a national player for North Ireland.
I suppose if you're going to be very selfish about it, in some ways, would you rather he was with you over the international break?
No, players who can play for their own country is always a good thing. They feel motivated for this. Yes, we have to practice a lot of things during the break, but for the player, it's a really good motivation to play for their own country.
Good stuff. Looking ahead to Saturday then, and you go to Rotherham, a team who many people have written off, they are bottom of the championship. Is that a must-win game as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, it's never a knockout game or a final game in the championship because you have 46 games. We want to win every game, and we started the game to win, and we have 9 of them. So it's important, and it would be good to start with a win after the 2 defeats. And for this, we had a good preparation.
For confidence as much as anything, it feels important to win on Saturday.
Yeah, it's always important to have a good confidence, but you have first to celebrate some wins to get more confidence in belief and conviction. And for us, it's also important to think positive because we did it well over a long time against West Brom last Saturday, and we had an excellent first half. We analyzed and reviewed the match, and we had really, really good moments. But we should score a second or third goal in the first half. And after halftime, we had some minutes with poor decisions, some throw-outs to the opponent, too quick. And when you feel under pressure, you have to take the right decisions, and we didn't take them. Yeah, then unlucky first goal was an offside. But we also could and should defend this goal better because we had 8 players in our own box, and it was possible for them to score. This was too easy, and this was also a thing we trained this week because many, many goals were too easy in the whole season in this way. So we trained box defense this week and to make them clear that we need tight contact in our own box. But we also created last game many chances, and this is important to have chances to score goals, but we didn't score. So also in the training, important to have a lot of finishing and to have successful moments that strikers and the offensively player have a good feeling for a shoot on the goal to learn automatism and to take the right decision in a special moment. So we had a good training week, and we know about the game. It's really important, but it's one game of 9.
Catherine, sorry. Leon, would you mind just muting yourself quickly, just because we're getting a little bit of feedback, please? Thank you. Sorry, Catherine. Carry on.
That's okay. Just to come back to that point about making the correct decisions when under pressure, how do you coach that?
Yeah, first of all, in the training session that we learn, that we train these things, we are not really good or where we made mistakes. And when you review the whole season, and before I signed, I knew about things in which way they got goals, and in the last games it was many, many times the same thing like before. So we have to train this, and This week was really good because we had a whole week for training, like before the Watford game and before the Leeds game, and we had enough time to prepare the things we want to train in, and this was not possible in the English week. So it's always important to stay calm and concentrate under pressure, especially in the 10 minutes phase. We spoke a lot of this the last 4 weeks. When you concede a goal, then you need more concentration, and you need the leadership also on the pitch to play serious. West Brom, they used that chance. We were unsure, and then they have the quality to decide the game in 20 minutes. After the 20 minutes, it was nearly the same. When you watch the expected goals, it was close, 1.7 to 1.7, almost. In many stats, we were better, but in 20 minutes, we had a really KO. And to be honest, we have to give them a good feeling for this, a good atmosphere. But this is football. When you're at the bottom and then you get two really unlucky goals, the second after set piece, really unlucky, not a combination or whatever you want. No, it was unlucky in the third, a shot from 30 meters. Yeah, this happened when you're at the bottom of the table. So we have to think positive, and we have to show them many, many things. They did really well. And especially it's important to keep calm, to keep calm, because I know we have the quality and the potential to win games, but we need this over more than 45 or 60 minutes. And this is what we speak about, to give them some tools in this hands to make it better next time, especially when you get a goal against. Keep clear in your head, follow your structure, and don't play your own game.
Will that always be your approach as head coach then, to try and convey that sense of calm, even if inside you might be not feeling quite so calm, but to transmit that to the players at least, so that they don't pick up on nervous energy and it just adds to the pressure of the situation?
To be honest, I'm a manager, and I hope you also see this, I'm authentic. I never play a role. And when I tell you I'm calm, then I'm really calm, because I'm experienced in such a situation. And I can tell you, I'm never a manager who has another connection to the staff or to the players after a defeat or after a win, because the person is always the same. And when we want to improve and when we want to develop, then we have to speak openly, and then we have to criticize maybe in the meeting to make it better the next time. But the people are the same, and this is really important for me, to have the connection to the people and to create a good atmosphere, because without atmosphere and without a team spirit as a group, you never have a chance to stay in the league, to get promoted, never. So this is the most important thing. And yes, we had now two defeats. West Brom was a good opponent, but it was possible to win against them. And this is what I tell my team. It's possible to win games. And now we have many, many games we can win. Maybe if it's possible, we want and we try to start on Saturday. But we have 9 games. And I can tell you every week, I believe in my team, and I believe that we stay in the league. And and I hope they think the same like me.
In the latest video diary that the owner Kevin Nagel does, he's always very good at giving his opinions, his thoughts. He's talked about maybe needing 4 or 5 wins to make sure that Huddersfield Town are safe in the Championship. How many wins do you think it will take to stay up?
Yeah, I don't know. I was good in math at school. Yes, that's right. It was one of my best
subjects.
But it's not good to watch on the table, and I can tell this every week. We have to concentrate on our performance, and when the performance is like in Watford or like against Leeds and also like against West Brom in the first half, we will get enough points to stay in the league. We both know don't know how many points are necessary to stay in the league, and so we have to collect enough. And when it's a little bit earlier than the 4th or 5th of May, it would be great.
He also talked about Alex Matos, a player that the chairman owner clearly likes. I'm sure you do too. He thought, well, there's a good chance that he might start against Rotherham. How does that conversation go between yourself and Kevin Nagel, and that exchange of ideas and who he likes, maybe who you like, that kind of conversation?
First of all, we have really, really good conversations. We spoke minimum once per week, and it's absolutely interesting to hear his opinion about everything, because he's so experienced in many things, and I don't have to tell you and all the people what success he as a person had. So. Alex Matos, but for me as a manager, I'm responsible for the lineup and for the training session, and this is clear for everyone. And for this, I have no discussion, because this is what I'm here, and I'm experienced manager, and I know what I have to do. When we want to speak about Alex Matos, yeah, I like him too, and he's really a good talent. And but it's really important to lead a talent in the right way. And yes, he started and he had really some good games here, and then he started again, and the games were not so good. And this is absolutely normal for a talent and a young player. So. All of you can really be sure that you have a manager who knows to work with young players to improve them and to develop them. And sometimes it means to start, and sometimes he's on the bench. And when I review the last two games, he did it well coming from the bench. And sometimes in such a situation, it's good for a young player, because he's not so under pressure, and then he can really develop. And we also need his dynamic and his quality in the second half. Sometimes, but maybe sometimes in other games as a starter again.
Last one from me, just to look at the team news for the trip to Rotherham on Saturday. Are there any players that you are expecting to be available again, or is anybody at this stage already ruled out?
Yeah. I want to wait for the training session on Friday, because sometimes there's a new surprise. Maybe we don't know what happens overnight. Maybe an illness or another injury. But normally we have really good news, because Reece Healy, he tried yesterday the first time with a whole group for some exercises, and he did it well. Today he recovered, but he will be ready after the international break. And we had some players like Danny Ward, Tom Edwards, and also Bojan Radulovic. They started to train today. And it's never enough to begin as a starter on a Saturday when you have only enjoyed a training session. And this is clear for me, because over the whole season there were a lot of injuries, and now then you can see that sometimes they cannot really fit for 90 minutes or. Or near to 90% because of the injury. So we have to take clever decisions to have over 90 minutes the best quality on the pitch. And positive news about some players. Radinho Baica enjoyed the whole training, no reaction like Helig. He was injured for many weeks. The medical department, they did a good job for this. So we have some more players, and especially in the training, the possibility to choose. This is always good for a team, that they have to fight for their position as a starter, for the lineup. Yep. And this is what I'm happy, because we had a really good training week.
Excellent. Good luck on Saturday. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you.
That's Catherine come to Stephen from We Are Terriers in the room.
Hi, Andre. When you look back on the West Brom game, have you been able to find, and from talking to the players as well, have you been able to find an explanation for why the performance from the first half didn't continue into the second?
Yes, we spoke about this. We could not expect that the second half started so poor, but we took some bad decisions after halftime on the pitch. You could see that West Brom wanted to make pressure, and then you have to play intelligent and clever. And we had throw-ins too quick to his opponent, throw-outs from the goalkeeper to the opponent, and the crowd was like, ooh. Yeah, and this makes something with a player. And West Brom felt better. But they created no chance after the halftime, and they had not so many changes in their build-up. Yeah, maybe they wanted to play more than first half with three in the last row, but we were prepared. But we didn't not the same in first half, and this is what we analyzed in the video clips. It was not the same because we didn't press one on one like first half because one player didn't follow, and then we cannot play this style. Then we have to go deeper, and this is also an exercise this week in the training, to go for special moments deeper when the pressure is too high. But to be honest, when the first goal was offside, the second unlucky, and then. When you were a player and you played for a long time, you know what they thought. Mm-hmm. Oh no! Like the last time, or like the whole last year, this is what they think, and it's that for this you have to switch again. Yeah, you have to come out and you have to stay positive because it's always possible. And we created so many chances second half. It was possible to score a third or fourth goal. Mm-hmm. And you have to believe the whole time. Yeah, 1-4, okay, but then we had chances for the second and third. And when you score the third in 85 minutes, you have 10 minutes more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to stop when it ends, and never before. And like this. So we did some things not so good, especially after halftime. And we have to learn from this.
Yeah, and also against Cardiff, we saw that the team can struggle at times to break down a side playing a low block. Are you expecting Rotherham to take that approach, and do you have sort of a strategy? And I appreciate you might not want to tell us what it is, but do you have a strategy to try and break it down if Rotherham do sit back, try and defend?
Yeah, we try to give them many solutions in every phase of the game. So I don't know if they really want to play like Cardiff at home, maybe, yeah, but in Cardiff we had a poor day, but we had enough solutions to beat them and to take good decisions, but we didn't play. But we improved from this 14 days later because we trained this the whole time, and I'm sure they watched the clips. I hope that they will defend like Cardiff. Because then we will make it definitely better to create chances and to score goals. But we also prepare a high pressing because it's a home game. They have nothing to lose, and maybe they think that we are under pressure and we couldn't make mistakes in build-up. So we trained everything, but we have to concentrate on our game. So yeah, we want to press high. We had many, many ball wins last game, but it's not possible at this moment. I hope next year, but at this moment it's not possible to play over 90 minutes like this. So we trained to find the right decision to go in the middle block, in midfield pressing, to recover a lot, but to have short distances. And this would be also a good decision last Saturday, but we decided, and with the players together, now we have to press high because it's good for our team.
Yeah.
There were many games the whole season when they defended in the lower block, they got crosses and goals. So normally it's the most important thing to let them away from our own goal, and this is the reason why we press the whole time. And we go this way. It's a style of play. It's attractive, like first half. And you hear the crowd and the fans say, "Wow, it was amazing." Yeah, when you go at home and you lost 1-4, they were disappointed. But you cannot forget the first half, right? Because and this is my job to analyze. Okay, this was really really good, and also the last 15 to 20 minutes. We had 20 minutes. Yeah. Catastrophe. We have to make it better 100%, and for this we analyze and speak for the next step.
How valuable is the international break going to be for you and your coaching team? First sort of bit of extended time with your players, isn't it?
Yes, it's a good time to recover, but also to train in details. It's last time in this season to have a break because we have many, many games in April and then one or two in May. So they need also a little break to keep fresh in their heads, but then also good trainings in details to make the next step in tactics, because it's not possible to get them fitter now. We have to live with the situation that many players were injured over the whole season, and this is for summer the next step, but now we have to live with this, but we can concentrate on details to find the right way for the plan on the pitch and to create a good atmosphere as well. So, and this will be happening in the international break.
That's great. Thanks, Andre.
Stephen,
thank you.
We will finish with Leon from the Yorkshire Post. On.
Hello. Hi, Andre.
Hi.
I was just wondering, this game is a game where the attitude of your players has to be spot on, doesn't it?
I agree. 100% attitude and discipline and the fight against Rotherham. They play many, many long balls. We have to fight for the second ball and... but in this situation, you always need players with a heart and passion. And this is sometimes more important than quality. But we also need quality in playing, but because we wanted to make the difference. But you're right. Yeah, we have to fight against them. And then we should beat them because of our better quality.
Yeah. Looking at the table, then... Do you think that goal difference could be there's something you have to be conscious about? I mean, it looks very close in terms of points, but the goal difference could be an issue in the table, perhaps at the end.
The Cardiff game.
No, the goal difference, the...
The difference in goals for and goals against.
Okay. Yes. maybe, but I'm sure that we can win a lot of games, so it's... hopefully not the most important thing, but yes, you have to. You it's not allowed to give up because it's never good to lose. But 1-2 is better than 1-8.
Yeah.
So and but we want to win games, and we think positive to start hopefully on Saturday and then for the next games, and this is what we really prepare. And to create the thoughts about positive things, about winning and winner mentality, and it will help when it happens on Saturday for the next step.
Okay. Yeah, your signings in January, Helic, Radulovic and Balka, it's been a difficult start with injuries and not making an impact. They must be desperate to make an impact before the end of the season.
Yes, They signed in January, and then they had a lot of injuries. It's football, it can happen, yeah, but it's then for the situation of the players not easy. They want to have a good start and to help, but they, most of them, they didn't play for a long time. The season ended in Finland in October, I think, 3 months out, or Radinho didn't play so many games, and then you come into a league, a very good championship, hard league, intensive, many games. Yeah, but this happened, and we cannot change this, so we have to make the things clever. We cannot train like I'm used to because of the injuries, so now we have to stay in the league and with the preseason, then we can start now like I'm used to, and I want to make them fit and to build up a structure and playing philosophy. But now we have to do the right things for this team now in this moment. Yeah.
The international break is important for some good work on the training ground, but a break for the players and maybe for you to get to know the players a bit more about their personalities and maybe socially to bring the squad together. Maybe have you any plans or?
Yeah, I spoke earlier about the plan during the international break, and I can tell you that I have so many talks every day. When I go to bed at night, I think English. it's really exciting, and I spoke every day to many players because this is important for me to have a connection also to the players and to understand their private life and to give them some helps about because of my experience also as a father, and this is important, but this is normal for me. For my job as a manager, I work like this. I never have distances to the staff members or to the players, but I also can make clear decisions. I'm very directly when it's necessary. Yeah. And I hope they like this because I give a lot, but then I expect a lot.
Sure.
And this is my way of coaching teams, and I can say it was really successful in the past. So I find my way in this style, and in the national break we also will have more talks, and maybe there's a chance to get to know them better than today.
Yeah. And finally, you have senior players who last season at this time, they pulled through and Huddersfield stayed up, so they know the job, and that's good to have players who've been here before and been successful and kept the club in the division.
Yes, there are players experienced the same situation last year, maybe, but I don't want to speak too much about the past because there was 1 year in the playoffs, and the other 6 years were not really successful. So I understand all the people around the club that they are nervous because they lost a lot of games in the last few years. I have to tell, it's like this. So it's absolutely normal that you always have doubts and think negative, but I'm not here to think negative. I decided to sign for Huddersfield why I had the belief to develop and to improve, and I told everyone in the first press conference it's a long way and it needs hard work, and it cannot change everything in 1 week, and for me it was clear that we cannot win 12 games in a row, but I hope that we win enough games to stay in the league, and for this we have to work hard, but also to keep calm and to give the boys the best support they can have, because we need all of us, all the supporters, all the media from Huddersfield, all the staff members, to stay in the league, and then we can achieve the goal.
Very best of luck, Andre.
Thank you very much.